more into the details of the bridging.
My job with the project is project sponsor, and what that means in our company is I work with the client originally, trying to secure the project, and working forward through the beginning of the project to make sure we live up to what we said we'd do for the client. So Tom and I are working very closely on this. My background is jobs that are most related to this: Casco Bay Bridge, Portland Pipeline Pier, a bunch of river crossings. So when the marine work came up, even though I was supposed to phase out a little bit, I really have a lot of interest in it, so I kind of stayed with it. So I'd like to get some facts out on the table, because there's a bunch of information out there floating around, and I want to get everybody on the same page as to what we're talking about. We'll start with that, and then probably come back to some questions. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is schedule. And we made a commitment to our client that they could ship their first finished product from our site to their site in October of 08. So that's when we need the deep water berth. We don't need that deep water berth to start our project, but we need it the first time our client says, "I'm ready for my first Lego piece," as Tom says. So that's October 1st. We spent, Gail, how long with you guys? We've been in cahoots for 3, 4, 5 months of talking about the third day. You were one of the first groups we went to when we were thinking about this site and hadn't yet secured the site. And obviously, dredging a controversial issue, and we knew the salmon issues, sturgeon issues, so we went to the National Marine Fisheries Service and spent a lot of time with them talking about the habitat issues for the salmon and the sturgeon, and their group came back with a window of restriction from April 1st to August 1st. So, and what I'm trying to do here is kind of neck you down into how did we evolve to where we need to do the work. So if we've got to be done in October, and we've got a restriction from the fisheries from April 1st to August 1st, you know, those of you who know the Penobscot or any river in Maine, the high flows from chefs in the spring is no time to be in a river doing dredging. So for us to build a plan based on us doing the dredging in the spring, we might get away with it, but it's a bad bet. Right? It's a bad bet. So April is pretty much out of there. Mid-March to the first April is pretty much off the table. Then when you get into the ice situation, obviously we can't be towing dump scows and running tugboats up and down the river from really January right into when the ice breaks up in March. And yeah, we might get a warm January. We might be able to do it, but again, it's a bad bet. You know, we just can't build. We can't build a plan for a client who's relying on us on a hope and a dream. So that evolves us back to, we really need to be done in December. And to get done in December, with the amount of work we need to do, we really need to start in October. And we've got basically a few different pieces of work there. The first piece is, there is a windrow of lumber, trees, pulpwood, every wood product known to man, there's a windrow of it right down through one side of the river, just by the way the river has reacted over the years. And clearly a lot of it has a bunch of history on it. We did a bunch of diving on it on behalf of the archaeological folks, and actually learned quite a bit about what was there. So step one, we got to get rid of that lumber. Step two is we want to take care of the offshore deposits. Soon, which is in this section right in here, and because that's the piece, if the weather went to heck on us and we got frozen out, that's where our biggest vulnerability is. Then we go into the upland disposal, which is basically the portion that the Army Corps has not allowed us to take to sea because the constituents in the sediment don't allow for it. So that'll be put on a deck barge and taken right to our site, and it'll actually be utilized on the site. It'll be spread around on the site. And then the last piece here is cleaning up around the cells, and to talk about the work, this berth here, while we're starting the dredging in the offshore area, we're going to be building the Sadler Copper Dam, a lot like the breakwater at Jonesport, for those of you who've been there. I'm trying to think where else right around here we've got cells. Portland Bridge fenders are cells, and anytime we do work in the river for copper dams, it's typically cellular structure. So this structure is being built while we're working on the offshore dredging. Then we'll continually move in, and at the end of it, we'll end up doing, even if the weather doesn't give us a good chance, we'll be able to sit up on top of this structure and finish the enclosed dredging around those edges at the tail end of the work. That might run into January. So we're here today because we feel a real sense of urgency. And we had a discussion internally about, well, you know, we've got some permit issues we're working through, and we're finishing our engineering, and it's quite a hurry to get started in October. But what we talked about internally, and tonight's one of those places where we want to get some feedback from you guys, you know, the only place for us to run if we don't make it by Christmas, New Year's, is to push off until after August 1st and until the 1st of October. And my own sense of that is tougher on the fishermen. I'm looking at you fellows. I'm guessing that's a tougher period for you fellows than it is in the fall. But you can straighten us out on that and redirect us if you got different ideas. That's why we're here. So that's what's driving our schedule. That's why we're here today. And it's wildly critical to our project that we have a facility that we can offload our customers' product on.